Stay tuned for the Power of Pentecost. I'm strong in the Lord and the power of His might. From Mount Vernon, Illinois, I'm Pastor Dennis Myers. Sister Linda's at the piano. And it's time again for another daily ministry of the Power of Pentecost. A time of refreshing in the presence of the Lord. Just a time when we get together around the Word of God with our hymnal and our time of prayer. We just worship and praise the Lord together. Have a time of devotion and lift Him up. Let's sing now. I'm strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. I've got on the righteousness of God, and I'm gonna win every battle that I fight. I'm strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. And thank you for singing that little chorus with us. And I hope that you are thinking about Ephesians 6:10, where the chorus comes from. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. And then he takes the next 14 verses and talks about the whole armor of God, how we should clothe ourselves to be protected from the fiery darts and the wiles of the devil. The Lord has provided every means of success for us so we could win the fight over sin and be victorious. We can be successful, and you can be an overcomer. Have your notepad and pencil ready for some contact information in just a little while. The Word of God to begin today's broadcast comes to us today from Romans 3:27. Where is boasting then? It is excluded. By what law of works? Nay, but by the law of faith. Therefore, we conclude that a man is justified by faith without the deeds of the law. Wonderful words of life on the broadcast today. Have your notepad and pencil ready for some contact information. By the time this service is over, we want you to be able to testify you've been in the presence of the Lord, and we want you to feel blessed and refreshed. Take a Holiness Hymns of Praise, page 187. Let's sing together. Clap your hands and worship with us on I'll Go Sweeping Through the Gates.
I am now a child of God. I've been washed in Jesus' blood. I am watching and I'm longing while I wait. Soon on wings of love I'll ride to my home beyond the skies. To my welcome I'll go sweeping through the gate.
Sweeping through the gate.
Lamb, safe from every stain I am. Hallelujah, I'll go sweeping through the gate. Oh, the blessed Lord of light now upholds me by His might, and His arms enfold and comfort while I wait. I am leaning on His breast. Oh, the sweetness of His rest. Hallelujah, I'll go sweeping through the gate. Sweeping through the gate.
Sweeping through the gate.
Sweeping through the gate. I'll go sweeping through the gates. In the blood of Calvary's Lamb, safe from every stain I am. Hallelujah, I'll go sweeping through the gate. I'll go sweeping through the gate where the blessed for me wait. where the weary workers rest forevermore. When the strife on earth is done and the crown of life is won, oh, the glory of that city just before. Christ will burst my prison bars, and I'll soar beyond the stars to my Father's house, the bright and blessed estate. When the morn eternal breaks and the song immortal wakes, washed in Jesus' blood, I'll sweep on through the gate.
Well, I'll go sweeping through the gates,
sweeping through the gates, I'll go sweeping through the gates in the blood of Calvary's Lamb, saved from every stain I am. Hallelujah, I'll go sweeping through the gate.
Hallelujah, what a wonderful sign and what a wonderful anticipation we have. I'll go sweeping through the gate. Signs to point us in the direction of heaven are everywhere. Let's just follow those signs. Let's reach our destination. Let's sweep right on through the gates. It's such an exciting time that God has got prepared for us. There's certainly not anything boring about serving the Lord Jesus Christ. The Word of God for today's broadcast in and the precious promise, the eternal God is thy refuge, and underneath are the everlasting arms. And sometimes, you know, I forget. Amen. And I get to talking, and then I have to read both scriptures at the same time. But maybe the Lord wants it that way. Well, the precious promise says in Romans 3, 27 and 28, where is boasting then? It is excluded. By what law of works? Nay, but by the law of faith. Therefore, we conclude that a man is justified by faith without the deeds of the law. One thing you know, this broadcast is not scripted. We make it as live as we can every possible time. Praise the Lord. Well, let's pray. Father, we thank you today for the Word of God that we have just read. And we're saying to you today, Lord, that there are things that are excluded and there are things that are by faith. And one thing that Paul said is that we conclude that a man is justified by faith without the deeds of the law. Thank you for that great promise, Lord. And we're just so thankful today, like Moses said in Deuteronomy, the eternal God is thy refuge. Thank you, Lord, for being our refuge and our hiding place. And Lord, we're just so thankful that you gird us and you support us underneath us with your everlasting arms. Have your way in this service today. Lord, may each one be blessed and lifted up. And should someone need you as his or her Savior today, Lord, as they repent of their sins, I want you to forgive them. Lord, and hear their prayers. Lord, look at their honesty. Look at their heart. Lord, just empty out their heart from sin. Cleanse them and make them new, we pray. Minister and meet every need. Touch those that are sick and shut in. We'll praise you in Jesus' name.
Let there be glory and honor and praises. Glory and honor to Jesus.
Him. Hallelujah. All right, let's get the next number, and I'll give you the contact information at the end. Here's a great one. He means the world to me. Oh, let's continue in an attitude of worship and praise. They lifted angry voices and then cried, crucify. They were glad to watch him suffer. They were happy when he died. They gambled for his garments while he hung on the tree. He didn't mean much to this world, but he means the world to me. My life was down to nothing. Jesus turned my life around. My hopes and dreams were shattered and lying scattered on the ground. Oh yes, I really love him, and yet it's plain to see he doesn't mean much to this world, but he means the world to me. Hallelujah. What does he mean to you today, friend? Does he mean something to you, or does he not mean much to you? Those angry Roman soldiers heard him say, I thirst. Just a simple drink for Jesus. They made a mockery of him first. They say the times are changing, but anyone can see he doesn't mean much to this world, but he means the world to me. Oh, my life was down to nothing. Jesus turned my life around. My hopes and dreams were shattered and mine scattered on the ground. Oh yes, I really love him, and yet it's plain to see he doesn't mean much to this world, but he means the world to me. And I am Pastor Dennis Myers, and Sister Linda's at the piano. That's a great question. What does he mean to you today? If you'd like to send a card or letter, offering, check, money order, song request, prayer request, any mail should be addressed to the Power of Pentecost, Post Office Box 100, Mount Vernon, Illinois, 62864. You can call or text 618-214-1410. The website's available. The programs are there. www.pentecostalradio.org. Just click listen online. If you'd like to contribute with your debit or credit card, just click donate on the front page and follow the prompts. You've been endued with power from on high, the power of Pentecost. Remember, it's a fearful thing to fall into the hands of a living God. My life was down to nothing. Jesus turned my life around.